It was a day of dueling crime proposals for the two major party presidential candidates today. Making good on a pledge to up the ante on crime, Republican nominee Bob Dole and running mate Jack Kemp traveled to suburban Philadelphia to unveil a 5-point anti-crime package at Villanova University. Dole pledged to double federal funds for prisons and to cut teen drug use in half. Bill Clinton countered the Dole proposal with a White House announcement pledging to help prosecutors battle gang violence. Then he made a campaign trip to Cincinnati, Ohio, where he received the endorsement of the nation's largest law enforcement organization, the Fraternal Order of Police. Both Ohio and Pennsylvania, where Dole appeared, are considered important battleground states. We have two reports, beginning with NPR's Eric Westerfeld, who spent the day with the Dole campaign.
For weeks, candidate Dole has blamed President Clinton for a doubling of teen drug abuse since 1992. Today, Dole linked the two issues, saying the Clinton administration's, quote, moral laxity has undermined the war on both crime and drugs.
We've got to protect a lot of innocent people, millions and millions of innocent people in this country. And first and foremost, we will close down the drugs-to-crime-to-violent-crime pipeline. And my goal will be to cut teenage drug use in America by 50% in my first term in office as President of the United States. 50%.
Dole's proposal also includes a call for tougher sentences for violent juvenile offenders. It will require more inmates to work, force violent criminals to serve their full sentence, and he pledged vigorous prosecution for those who commit crimes with guns. For that, Dole repeated his call for an instant computer check to stop criminals from buying weapons. As a senator, Dole opposed the Brady Bill 5-day waiting period to purchase handguns. Dole also said he'd double federal money for prisons and again called for using the National Guard to stem the flow of narcotics. Dole chided what he called Clinton-appointed meddling liberal justices for imposing their leftist ideology over the rule of law.
But unfortunately, this liberal approach has failed over and over and over again through the decades. And Americans are tired of being guinea pigs in a discredited liberal living laboratory of leniency. We've got to change things. We're going to make it work. We've got to change things. And the same liberalism.
To underscore that his plan is a partnership with states, not the heavy hand of Washington, Dole was joined on stage by 13 Republican governors. Fighting crime and drugs has traditionally been a strong and successful Republican political theme, and much of Dole's speech seemed to try to evoke Ronald Reagan's tough yet grandfatherly rhetoric, the 1980s heyday of Reagan's war on drugs, when he and his wife Nancy exhorted the nation's youth to just say no. Dole said he'd restore the moral bully pulpit to the presidency.
We must have leadership from the top that says through every means at its disposal that violent crime and drugs are wrong. Violent crime and drugs are wrong. Violent crime and drugs are wrong. And you'll think the record is stuck in a Dole camp administration. We're going to say it over and over and over. We need that kind of leadership.
Last week, the Dole campaign announced a new focus on crime and drugs. Political scientist Kenneth Sharp, a professor at Swarthmore College, says Dole is turning to these issues this late in the race because his economic plan simply hasn't sold well with an electorate skeptical. He can balance the budget and cut their taxes 15%.
Drugs and crime become big election issues when the economy's doing well and the sitting president, in this case Clinton, is not vulnerable on economic issues. The only difference here, I think, is that Dole is also using this issue with a little twist. He's trying to use it in part as a character attack against Clinton.
Character is an issue Clinton is vulnerable on, Professor Sharp argues. And in an election year, the war on crime and drugs is more a war of symbols. Even though the nonviolent crime rate is down nationally, Dole aides hope mixing character, crime, and drugs will be enough to reinvigorate his campaign. In Philadelphia, this is Eric Westerveld.
I'm Mara Liasson in Cincinnati. On the day his opponent unveiled his anti-crime and drug proposals in Pennsylvania, the president flew to the battleground state of Ohio to display his latest crime-fighting credential, the endorsement of the Fraternal Order of Police. The FOP is the nation's largest police union, and its president, Gil Gallegos, traveled with President Clinton to Ohio on board Air Force One.
You have been a true leader and our commander-in-chief in the war on crime. And unlike many commanders or would-be commanders, you have always listened carefully to the advice and counsel of the Fraternal Order of Police.
President Clinton is the first Democrat to win the police union's endorsement. To celebrate this achievement, he chose the Republican stronghold of Cincinnati, the very place where George Bush received the group's support 4 years ago. Over the last 4 years, President Clinton has worked hard to earn this honor. As the police organization pointed out today, it received unprecedented access to the White House. The president worked closely with police leaders on a series of measures they support: the Brady Bill, the assault weapons ban, a plan to put 100,000 new police officers on the street, and a push to outlaw so-called cop killer bullets. But labor issues were just as important as the president's positions on crime. Gallegos explained that as public sector employees, the police appreciated the president's efforts to protect pension funds, to raise the minimum wage, and his veto of anti-union legislation.
The FOP is not a partisan political organization. We support those candidates who support our fight against crime and our struggle for better working conditions, salaries, and due process rights for all police officers in this country. And you have been with us the past 4 years, and we intend to be with you the next 4 years.
Before he left Washington today, the president answered Bob Dole's charges that he has presided over a rise in juvenile crime and drug use.
The level of violent crime in our country has gone down for 4 years in a row. The level of killing by juveniles has gone down now for 2 years in a row, and the juvenile crime rate overall finally showed a drop. But we are a long way from where we need to be in this country. We have to keep working on this until we have dramatically reduced the level of crime and violence.
And the president unveiled the latest in a series of election year crime proposals. He called for an extension of the amount of time that federal prosecutors have to use anti-racketeering laws against violent gangs.
We need to give our prosecutors the time they need to make the best case. That's why I'm calling on the Congress to expand the statute of limitations for violent crimes and gangs from 5 to 10 years. The statute of limitations for bank fraud is 10 years. It should be no less for violent crime.
The anti-racketeering statute makes a whole range of illegal gang activity into federal crimes, and it allows federal prosecutors to go after gangs with the same tools they can use against organized crime. In Cincinnati, with the Clinton campaign, I'm Mara Liasson.